people will tell you, oh, it's just so easy. You throw up some Facebook ads, but 90+% of the time that it's not that easy. So, but I do want to equip people so that they can start down the journey of discovering what their message is, what their market is, what media they should be using, so that they can actually get in front of the customers that are going to drive revenue for their business.
I'm Nick Armstrong, the Geek in Chief at WTF Marketing, and this is the Fort Collins Startup Week podcast. Today, I get to talk to Tyler Brooks of Analytiv. He is the founder of a B2B marketing agency, which focuses mostly on creating and improving conversion rates. How cool is that? Let's get to know Tyler.
My name is Tyler, and I work with a company called Analytiv that I founded about 3 years ago. We are a digital marketing agency. We focus largely on the B2B space, and we are a conversion-focused agency, meaning that when I work with clients, my goal is to always get them revenue, right? Leads in the door, sales, whether online or offline, whatever that looks like, our focus is on revenue. We're not a branding agency or a creative agency in the strictest sense. Obviously, there's creativity in what we do, but I really love working with clients who have a strong desire to really build a marketing funnel that will continue to provide resources to them, right? Revenue to them over the long run. So that's a little bit of background of what I'm doing.
There are definitely different types of marketing when it comes to getting things done. What would you say to a startup that was just coming out of the gate?
So I think the first thing is, you know, to borrow startup lingo, right, is really finding that product market fit. I've worked with a lot of startups. I've worked with a lot of established agencies and established companies. But one of the big challenges is always finding the product market fit. Because I actually worked with several clients before where that wasn't quite established yet. And so then they think, oh, we can go out and we can outsource marketing. So they come to us or they go to other agencies. It's not just us. I see this all over and say, well, you're a marketing agency. Here's our product. Figure out how to sell it. Figure out how to get it in front of the right people. And, you know, we'll usually ask them like, well, who are the right people, right? If you have this, you know, software as a service, or you have this manufacturing, or you have this, consulting service, who are the right people for you? And until you know that, and until you know your product's a great fit for the market, you're really fighting an uphill battle. So before you spend any money on marketing, one of the most valuable things is to make sure you have the right product reaching the right market. Then once you sort of get that traction, that's when the scale up can really happen. Right. And that's where we love coming in with companies when they are just starting to get that product market fit, and we can take what's already working and we can help them scale it. Right. We can spend money on ads knowing that we're going to get a return. We're not just kind of shooting in the dark, if you will, or throwing darts in the dark, but we're actually trying to drive real revenue because we know that it's the right product and we're getting it in front of the right market so that those people begin to convert.
What percentage of businesses would you say start out with the wrong type of marketing?
Most companies aren't quite as far along that journey as they think they are, right? So if you think you're at 70 or 80%, realistically, maybe you're at 50 or 60. You know, if you think you're only 50% of the way there, you're probably at 20 or 30% of the way there. Again, that's just a rule of thumb that I see. But I'd say until you're pretty confident in it, that's when you really want to spend money on marketing and scaling.
So what do you see as the biggest challenge for a startup that's looking at doing marketing for the first time?
One of the things that they miss most often is the message, right? Because you are working in your company all the time. It's easy to talk about the features of your product and instantly begin to nerd out on the features or the technical aspects of whatever it is that you are trying to sell. The problem is that nobody really cares about the technical aspects by and large. Like, that comes later in the sales process. What they actually care about is the benefit that they're going to gain if they use your product or service, right? And so I think that's one of the things. Even today, I had a lunch meeting with a guy and he was talking all about the technical aspects, the features, how much you get, how much it's going to cost, but he didn't talk about the benefit, right? The actual benefit to the end user. And to the potential customer. And so that's the number one thing I see. Everyone likes to focus on the media. So they like to talk about, oh, we're doing Facebook ads or we're doing Google ads. But until you have the right message and the right market, you're actually getting in front of the right people, the decision makers, that only then should you really look at the media and which channels you want to be on.
Yeah, and I think Seth Godin made the point of who's it for is the most important question in marketing. And it seems like that's a common refrain with what you're saying as well. When it comes to who's it for, you also have to think about how they're looking at the benefits or the problem itself that you're trying to solve.
For sure, for sure. And actually, in my talk at Startup Week, I'm going to break down, our topic is how to market to your dream customer. We're going to talk about how you start to define who that dream customer is. Again, asking that and answering that question, who is it for?
So about Startup Week, what are you most excited for?
Well, I love Startup Week. I have participated in the Fort Collins Startup Week. I spoke, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. I've attended many events there, and I've also participated in even Denver Startup Week, which is a little bigger than us, but we're growing as well, and I'm really excited about that. I love seeing the creativity and the opportunities to solve real problems that come out of Fort Collins. The other thing I love about Fort Collins is because it's not a major tech hub, a lot of the companies are starting to be revenue positive right out of the gate. So you're not necessarily funding these massive companies with millions of dollars in venture funding, but these are real startups that, you know, may or may not ever get to that $1 billion mark, but they're actually going to make a dent in the world if they can get their product traction and get it sort of off the ground. And to me, that's really exciting. I love what we do, especially in the healthcare and the biotech space, you know, that isn't necessarily happening as much in some of the bigger startup hubs where they're focused perhaps on consumer products or consumer software services.
And how do you change your approach when it comes to those different industries? Because Fort Collins is rife with all sorts of different businesses.
It's a matter of, first of all, finding the right audience. Who are we actually trying to sell to? What are we trying to reach? And then what is the message, right? What is the problem that they have that they're trying to solve? And only then do we actually think about what we put in front of them as far as the messaging that we're putting in front of them. So for me, it's a lot of research. It's a lot of really deep understanding. I mean, we have clients in the manufacturing industry, and myself and our team, we get the industry newsletters. We understand what is happening in that industry so that then we can go out and say, oh, here's the problems. Here's what we're seeing. And we work with then the CEO or the division manager or the marketing manager, CMO, whoever we're working with to say, okay, let's get in front of the right people. And we can now do just crazy level, individual level targeting on that. So we're not wasting ad spend or branding on people who won't ever care about the product.
Marketing dollars are so hard to chase down when you're in startup mode. It's important to use every dollar to its last that you can and squeeze every bit of value out of it.
Exactly, right? And if you're, you know, a software as a service marketing to Fortune 500, right? Instagram probably isn't quite the right channel for you. You know, maybe even Facebook isn't. Maybe that's more LinkedIn or high intent searches on Google, or, you know, where does SEO fit into all of this? And we help them sort of sort through that because it's easy to be overwhelmed with the amount of channels that are out there, right? There's always a new channel, always a new social media network, always a new ad platform. But how do you come back and say, well, wait a minute, let's first figure out who our people are, then let's figure out where they spend time.
Yeah, not just channels, but also I would argue that the analytics have gotten overwhelming for an average small business owner as well.
And people don't understand there's a cost to analytics, right? Like, yeah, the software might be free. Sometimes it's not, right? If you want more advanced analytics, but the time it takes to actually go in and analyze the data that you're gathering actually takes marketing time. It takes marketing dollars. And, you know, analytics are really important. Love them. They're super valuable, but I see a lot of companies spend too much time and effort on analytics and not enough actually getting their message out. And that's a danger as well.
Who do you see in the B2B space that's absolutely crushing it in terms of marketing in Northern Colorado?
The truth is, if they're doing it well, I would probably never see it. Right? If I'm not in their target market. And I think that is the other beautiful piece of this is that, you know, when you're not marketing to everybody, you know, John Smith on the side of the street doesn't know who you are, but do the people who are going to buy know who you are? And the answer should definitely be yes.
So beyond your panel, whose panels are you looking forward to most at Startup Week?
Well, there's a couple marketing ones, Nick. I wanna actually come by your panel as well. And I really have to dig into the schedule. This week, I've started to map out some of them that I'm looking forward to. I always go to the marketing ones. And I always go to the investor ones as well. I think the investor ones are really interesting because, you know, if you are a startup raising money, you are selling to your investors. And even though they're not customer dollars, right, you're getting your startup in front of them. You need to have actually a marketing plan in place to actually pay them back, right, and grow and exit the business in whatever form that looks like. So those are usually the two tracks that I spend the most time on. I think, you know, there's a lot of really talented marketing folks here in Northern Colorado. And so I always want to learn from them and then the Rockies Venture Club and all the work that they're doing. I'm super happy. I actually was at a pitch event for them, a training. I went, even though we're not raising money and don't have any plans to raise money, I still like the persuasive elements of it. And I'm learning all I can from them. So those are kind of the two broad tracks that I'm looking to spend time on.
You want to tell us about your talk?
Okay, so when I speak, and right now I'm speaking, I believe, on Friday at 11 a.m. at Cohere, I think. So I'd love to see you guys there. So at my talk, I'm really going to talk about how to market to your dream customers. And we're going to talk about putting a message together that really resonates with them. We're going to talk about actually using media and using some of the really detailed targeting available today to get in front of the right people, the people who can actually pay you money. And then we're really going to help people put together meaningful strategies and kind of have some checklists and some go-to guides so that they can actually start using these marketing and promotion strategies today. My goal is that whenever they're spending marketing dollars, they're actually making money. Now, that's not easy, right? It's very, very, very hard. I think everybody, especially if you work in the marketing industry like we do, people will tell you, oh, it's just so easy. You throw up some Facebook ads, but 90%+ of the time that it's not that easy. And so, but I do want to equip people so that they can start down the journey of discovering what their message is, what their market is, what media they should be using, so that they can actually get in front of the customers that are going to drive revenue for their business.
Any last words of advice for a newbie startup that's getting their legs under them?
Well, I guess what I would say first is I love Startup Week, but it'll be like drinking from a fire hose, especially if you go to, you know, several of the sessions a day. I'd say that one of the most valuable things is whether you come to my talk, hopefully you go to a bunch of other talks as well, is at the end of it, you got to prioritize, right? You're a startup with limited resources. Go back, you know, make a list of the things that you need to do in the next week, then, you know, even the next day, the next week, the next month, whatever those are. Because I've seen so many times, even with myself, I'll go to Startup Week and I'll get so excited about so many new opportunities that are out there. But then reality hits, you know, I got to answer emails from clients and customers and you're producing, you know, blog content, everything just kind of hits you. And a lot of times it's never put into action. And so the one thing I would recommend to people is throughout the week, as you're in these sessions, take notes, but then as soon as, you know, Friday hits Saturday, maybe the first thing that following Monday, make a list of what you want to get done and then follow through with it. Because if you don't, it's just sort of going to be honestly a waste of time, not because the content wasn't good, but because you're probably, if you're like me, at least, you're not going to get much of it done.
For more great entrepreneurial insights, you can visit startupfoco.com, and we hope to see you at Startup Week.